Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in again. We have got Middle Cross up, and they're going to be singing a song today entitled 180 Degrees. And you say, Preacher, what in the world is that all about? Well, they are speaking about a time when a man was lost. He was walking down a road, but yet when Jesus spoke to him, he did a 180, amen, and turned all the way around. And after that moment, his life changed, amen. That's what happened to me the day that I got saved by the grace of God. Amen. I was walking in the world, amen, living in the world. But when God saved me, amen, through the conviction of the Holy Ghost, I turned a 180, amen, and started walking directly to the Lord. Hope this is a blessing to you. This is Middle Cross singing 180 Degrees.
Started out walking on the road towards hell. There was nothing I could do to save myself. If I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell. From the preacher one day, I took his King James Bible through conviction my way, and the Holy Ghost extended God's amazing grace. God turned me 180 the moment he saved me. I was headed down, but now I'm going up. He made a new creature out of me. God turned me 180 degrees with love, grace and mercy. God turned me 180. Now I walk each day with my head held high, because my Savior is living inside. Heaven is my home, I'm glory bound. Try to live my life a witness of the sinner I'd see. The Lord Jesus Christ is living in me, and I can share with him God's word to be saved. God turned me 180 the moment he saved me. I was headed down, but now I'm going up. He made a new creature out of me. God turned me 180 degrees with love, grace, and mercy. God turned me 180 with love, grace, and mercy. Turn me 180.
Yeah, man. All right. That's Middle Cross, and we appreciate them singing for us today. 180 degrees. What a blessing. Amen. We're going to be once again in Exodus chapter number 20, and the Bible says, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me." We're preaching on the Ten Commandments, and we're looking at the first one in the text today, and we are identifying some things, and I believe it's going to be a help to you. We've already mentioned in the part number one of the message that we began yesterday, we spoke about how that these commandments seem to be in chronological order. They are placed there by importance. And so I thank the Lord. Amen. God is amazing. I said God's word's amazing. How that it's aligned, how that it's put together. No doubt our Bible was inspired by the Holy Ghost. I hope that the broadcast is a blessing to you today as we continue looking at this first commandment, thou shalt not have any other gods before me. This is going to be part number two of the message recorded from the live sanctuary of Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Let me take you to the very first commandment. That's what I want to look at today. It says, I am the Lord thy God. Y'all see that? I want us to focus our attention, first of all, today, just on commandment number one. Arthur Pink pointed out that in his commentary on the Exodus that the order of the commandments is very significant. In other words, number one should not line up at number 10, and number 10 shouldn't be number one. There's an organization. If God can put the planets out there and they operate perfectly, then God knows that his word operates in the same type of order. So number one was put there because of the sweet Holy Ghost, amen, and the inspiration of God. So the first four commandments concern man's responsibility directed to God.
We have a responsibility, not just to humanity, but we have a responsibility of our relationship between us and God. Amen. And so then we see this, that while the last five speak of our obligations directed towards man, he's not saying that we just have a responsibility to God and it being Godward, but we also have a responsibility to how we're to treat mankind. Do you know what's wrong with America? We have left the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments was on our courthouse walls. The Ten Commandments was how we governed our nation. The Ten Commandments was how all of those things would come about. And this is where what's happened. The foundation of America has been cracked and destroyed because we left the Bible and the principles of the Word of God. And now we don't treat God right and we don't treat man right either. Right. A criminal's no longer a criminal because we've left the Ten Commandments. But then we see also not just the four commandments in the beginning and the five at the end, while the fifth, that fifth one that's in the middle there, that fifth suitably bridges the two sections together of the Ten Commandments. And we learn in some senses that parents occupy to their children the place of God. Now, what I'm trying to say is that parents, while they are not God, by the word of God, are put there in the place to operate as far as the governing of the home. They are to align their child with the word of God. They are to teach their child the things of God. Amen. Does that make sense? You can't be Godward without and be manward without some teaching. Amen. And so in the middle there, God uses those things. How awesome that it is that they're aligned that way. The first commandment stands for unity and supremacy. Since God is who he is, he'll not tolerate a competitor. Can I say to you this morning that there is nobody, there is no other religion in the world today who can compete with our God. I'm not talking, look here, I'm talking about Yahweh, I'm not talking about Buddha, when I say God this morning, I'm not referring to pagan religion, I'm talking about the God of heaven, amen. That's who I'm talking about this morning. There's nobody on the face of the earth, nor in the universe, or anywhere else that can compete with our God. Why? Because our God is supreme. His claims upon us are of highest importance. If God has claimed something to you, I want to tell you this morning, whatever he said in his word about you is the truth, amen. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. Listen, whatever God said, the promises that he give you will come to pass if they have not already come to pass. So I want you to look with me in verse number 1-3, and I want you to see some things. Notice in particularly the phrase, I am the Lord thy God. And God spake all these words, say, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. We see in verses 1-2 a double declaration, if you will. You say, what are you talking about? Well, the first declaration is about the fact that God is a creator. He said, I am the Lord thy God. We find the words, the Lord thy God, five times within the small text or context of the Ten Commandments. It's mentioned five times, I and the Lord thy God, or the Lord thy God. It's mentioned those five times. Listen, I want to remind you that while God is delivering the law, amen, that five represents that of mercy and grace, thank God. I'm telling you, while that law is placed there, while that law is hard at times, can I tell you, Jesus Christ came to be the fulfillment of the law, amen, while we cannot fulfill it to its completeness, I am sure glad, amen, that we got one who died for us, amen, in our place that we might be before God and as if we'd never sinned to justify it. One writer said it this way. He said that the Lord, the word Lord is the Hebrew word for Yahweh. And it is a name that signifies God's self-existence, eternity, and sovereignty. The word God is the Hebrew word for Elohim. This name for God signifies God's majesty and power. And he points back to the creation where God created the world. So God has a declaration upon your life, which is that he is our creator. Not just your creator, but he's my creator too this morning, thank God. He created you and me, and he gave us life. And this phrase, I am the Lord your God, speaks of your of God's absolute authority over us. If he is God, can I tell you, he is over me. You say, why, preacher? Because he's not just a God, he is the God. He is the creator God. So therefore, if you're going to worship God correctly, you're going to have to put first things first and let God be above all things. If you don't do this one principle, you will always, throughout the rest of your life, have problems with the Bible and with God himself. He has to be first in your life. He has to be God. He has to be creator God. You can't just say, oh, I tell you, I worship God. No, there has to be a reason why you worship him. The reason why that I worship him is there's none like him, amen. Have you ever noticed the scientists today? They are so confused. I'm not saying all of them. We've got some Christian scientists that are coming alongside now. Praise God, they're doing a good job. Amen. We ought to give them utmost respect. Amen. Because they're pointing everybody to the fact that, hey, listen, all these things, you can't have science without having creation. Amen. There's nothing to study if you don't have a creator. Notice this, not only the declaration about who that he is, he's our creator, but also this, the declaration about salvation. Notice the Bible said there in verse number 2, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Just as God delivered the Israelites out of slavery, can I tell you today, he's delivered you and me out of the chains and the bondage and the damnation of sin itself. I'm thankful, amen, through the cross of Calvary. We have been freed, amen. And some of you guys were testifying the fact you've been saved, been born again with the grace of God. Can I tell you something? You've got something that money can't buy this morning. And you ought to be excited about that. We have before us God's declaration that through salvation, where we see God's gracious love towards us. Oh, we see God's tremendous provision. I could just say, he's been better than good to me. Oh, I will tell you this morning, he's been better. He's been better than good to me, friend. I tell you, when I didn't deserve it, amen, God seemed to bless. When I was at my lowest point in the middle of nowhere, that's when God showed up on it, amen. Aren't you thankful this morning that our God is above all things? He's a creator God, amen. He created you and me with a heartbeat, amen. I don't understand those things. I don't understand the lungs and how all this body works, but I do know this. It's working according to God. God's creation. Just think about it for just a minute. I mean, all that God's done in the form of creation, if you get to looking at our bodies long, I don't know how in the world anybody that's a doctor could ever be a non-believer. I want to tell you, listen, Romans chapter number 6, verse number 17. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin. Ye became the servants of righteousness. Can I tell you, I left the slavery of sin's bondage, but thank God, amen, when Jesus saved my soul, I became a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ, a bond servant. You say, preacher, do you have to? I don't have to do anything, but I sure am thankful to God today that I get to do it, amen, because he's my Lord and my Savior. I don't want to serve because of money. I don't want to serve because of position. I just want to serve because he's my God, amen. If you're born again today, I want you to know this. God has a double declaration upon your life. We recognize that he's our creator, but oh, he's also this morning our Savior. He died for us.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.